comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, April 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles resident announces campaign for City District 2 seat. Collision on Cuesta Grade involving a military vehicle and semi-truck. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A second candidate has announced they'll be running for the Paso Robles City Council District 2 seat, currently occupied by Councilmember Chris Bausch. Michael Massey announced he will run for the seat in November. Massey said his platform will be centered on housing, industry, infrastructure, and accountability. Massey's website for his campaign said, quote, District 2 deserves a council member who shows up, listens, and puts our neighborhood first. This isn't about politics. It's about getting real things done for the people who live here. Massey has listed further details of his four campaign promises on his website as well, citing that housing is the most pressing issue in our area because it directly impacts affordability, economic stability, and the ability of people to live and thrive in the community they serve. Robert Simone is currently the only other candidate who has filed for District 2. Councilmember Chris Bausch has not yet announced a re-election campaign. The City of Paso Robles announced the playground and a section of the downtown city park on the north side of the Carnegie Library will be closed on Wednesday, April 15th. The closure is for the removal of a beehive. A qualified beekeeper will safely relocate the hive away from the public, and the surrounding area will remain closed for the rest of the day to allow any remaining bees to disperse. The city recognizes the importance of the natural environment, including local plants and animals, and have carefully evaluated the best course of action for this beehive removal, a release says. Collision between military vehicle and semi-truck on Cuesta Grade. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A traffic collision on the Cuesta Grade brought the southbound US 101 to a halt at about 2:30 p.m. yesterday. CHP says that a red semi-truck and military-grade Humvee were involved in the incident, where the military vehicle is facing the wrong way in the right-hand lane, and the semi-truck went through a guardrail and into an embankment alongside the highway. CHP reports minor injuries from the collision. The number 3 lane was closed to allow crews to work. Traffic was backed up for several hours, starting at TV Tower Road on the grade. The Atascadero Police Department reported a collision on Santa Barbara Road, which resulted in its closure Thursday morning. Atascadero Police said in a Facebook post that at about 9:20 a.m., the eastbound traffic on Santa Barbara Road on El Camino Real was closed as a result of an accident. Atascadero Police did not release any further details of the collision. The road was reopened later that morning. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce's Junior CEO Program will be holding its exclusive one-day event this Sunday, April 12th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Sunken Gardens. The kids of the Junior CEO Program are offered an education course on the basics of starting their own business, offered by the Atascadero Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber invites community members to go out and support the future of innovation, business, and leadership in the community and the event. It'll occur rain or shine. The Templeton CSD will be holding a Clutter to Cash community-wide yard sale Saturday, April 25th, starting at 8 a.m. Residents of the Templeton CSD can register their yard sale for free online due Monday, April 20th. Registered addresses will be compiled into a community shopping map, making it easy for buyers to find sales. Instead of throwing away unwanted appliances, furniture, clothing, toys, and more, consider donating or selling them to someone in need. Official yard sale maps will be available starting Friday, April 24th at noon online. Printed copies can also be found at the Templeton CSD office, Recreation Department office, Templeton Market and Deli, Templeton Donuts, and Upscale Resale. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Rockies 7-3. The Yankees shut out the Athletics 1-0. The Athletics shut out the Yankees 1-0. Tonight, the Angels will face the Reds, the Athletics will go against the Mets, the Giants will face the Orioles, the Padres will go against the Rockies, the Dodgers will face the Rangers, the Yankees will go against the Rays. In the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Warriors 119-103. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Suns, the Kings will go against the Warriors, the Clippers will face the Trailblazers. In California news, deputies in Tulare County were serving an eviction notice to a 60-year-old man yesterday. The man opened fire on the deputies with one fatally shot. The man then barricaded himself inside the home for several hours, attempting to leave the home and through the yards of nearby homes several hours later. A SWAT team drove an armored car into the yard where the man was laying on the ground. He continued to fire his rifle. The SWAT team then drove the car over the man, killing him. Attorney General Rob Bonta has filed charges against 21 suspects of a major hospice fraud scheme that defrauded California of $267 million. Five were arrested after 10 different locations were searched in California. The California DA's office says 14 hospice companies were purchased by straw owners, and the billers began billing for hospice services with stolen identities. Gubernatorial candidate Eric Swalwell has denied accusations levied against him about having inappropriate relations with female staffers, just weeks until the primary election is underway. His campaign has denied the claims previously, but this is the first time he responded publicly. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, earlier this week, the U.S. and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire. So what does that mean for fertilizer prices? Good question. Well, Farm Progress says the deal does include a commitment from Iran to allow the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. However, that likely doesn't mean fertilizer shipments immediately restart. A global analyst for the Independent Commodity Intelligence Services says that the Strait's limited reopening has taken some of the immediate panic out of the world fertilizer markets. However, shipments remain far from normal levels, and no one really knows exactly how much fertilizer will actually move out of the Strait in the meantime. Farm Progress reported that even with the Strait technically open, cargoes may face delays and elevated war risk insurance, so normal trade resumption could take weeks or worse, months. A DTN fertilizer report says that retail prices continue to spike, and in many cases by double digits. Certainly the news none of us were hoping to hear or even have to deal with, given low commodity prices and spring planting underway. When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Linsco's LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th, 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charlet, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit linscosltranch.com. And remember, bid live at DB Auction or liveag.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California dairy farmers have faced new challenges in recent years as they work to beef up their sustainability practices. About a decade ago, the state passed the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act and legislation setting the target to reduce livestock methane emissions by 40% of 2013 levels by 2030. The reality of implementation is right here, right now. California Department of Food and Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross said last month at the annual California Dairy Sustainability Summit in Visalia. The event focused on connecting dairy farmers with tools to save water and reduce methane emissions and other ways to make their operations more sustainable amid changing state requirements. Speaker said reaching California's sustainability targets will be challenging, but there's hope in the progress already made. I really have a lot of optimism this can be done, but it's going to take the collective will of all of us, said Bill Swanson, Stantec Vice President of Global Practice Leader for Water Resources Planning and Management. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies early this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is showers on Saturday night into Sunday morning, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday, sunny on Friday. Low 60s Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday, mid-70s on Wednesday and Thursday, 77 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation, right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
You were paying more for gasoline and other energy last month. As a result, the consumer price index rose 0.9% in March, the largest increase in nearly 4 years. Core CPI, excluding food and energy, rose just 0.2%, not as big a jump as expected. For the year ending in March, the CPI was up 3.3%, up from February's 2.4% pace. The core annual CPI was up 2.6%, not as high as forecasts. Economists say a higher inflation reading doesn't necessarily mean the Fed will raise interest rates, because it needs to consider both inflation and the state of the labor market. Porsche's deliveries declined in the recent quarter after it ended production of gas-powered 718 models, and incentives for EVs ended in the U.S. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, the Hollywood medium Tyler Henry, April 24th. The tribute band Jump playing Van Halen hits May 22nd. Comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa May 23rd. Indigenous Tattoo and Music Fest and Car Show June 5th through 7th. Kings of the West June 20th. Outdoor Show with Warren G, The Game, Exhibit, and Gypsy Kings August 15th. Featuring Nicholas Reyes with special guest Reyes Heritage. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. And get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com, and the stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. It's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL is, it is Friday. Yeah, here we go. So, it's beginning.
You know some people are made of wood.
Some people have hearts of stone. Some people are up to no good. But maybe
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it is Darcia and Kenny with Open Mic Friday, so enjoy that. And also, I've got another gift certificate here, and it's from One Country Theater. You know, they put on some pretty darn good performances, and they've been doing it for a while. And it says here, because I got this from one Bronco boy, this certificate entitles the bearer of two complimentary tickets to attend, and the winner is. What is the winner? And the winner is... It's a story, comic story of Tyler Jonas, a self-obsessed movie star who was finally nominated for an Oscar and then dies a night before the awards. All right, it's playing of tonight, 7:30, April 10th, 17th, 24th, and then Saturdays for the remainder and Sundays also, which is a matinee. So, and this is at the Encore Center here in Paso Robles. If you'd like a couple of these tickets, just email me. It is that simple. That simple. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, with county board of supervisors saying they were all fighting ICE and wanted to...
Well, not all of them. It was a 3-2 vote.
Correct. Yeah, I know. But the one that was, the leader, let's say, of the three
Brucey.
That voted yes.
Yeah, Brucey.
I tried to let that go, and I was able to because he's on his way out, and we're getting smarter here. But I heard a commercial for Tom Steyer running for governor. He flat out said he wants to abolish ICE, and it just seems like that is not logical. You know what I mean? It just what are you going to do about the thing that ICE is supposed to take care of? It's just nuts to say that people would just agree, abolish ICE. Like, that's a complete sentence.
Well, is he referring to abolishing ICE nationally or just allowing them to be operated in the state of California?
I sometimes control is not limited to your given right, your given responsibilities. Like, I'm elected to this position. Here's my limits to my influence. I don't know. But just the concept, just if someone says we need to abolish ICE, isn't that shouldn't you have more of a conversation on that? I mean, it just doesn't seem like a logical, complete thought.
Well, my guess is the part of the conversation, just like Brucey did yesterday, that, you know, ICE is doing these horrific things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's reason enough when, indeed, a couple of things have happened. But overall, what is the intent of ICE? What are they there for? They get into the name-calling, just like these groups, the Slow Frog, whatever that group is called, and so forth. You know, they say that they are just, randomly taking people off the street. They're taking children, and that's not true. That's not true. So they it's typical of many politicians. They lie.
Okay,
they're not, and I'm not going to use any other word because that's what they're doing. I don't play semantics with people that lie. You're lying, and you know you're lying, but you're using it as a scare tactic because enough people fall for your lies. And that's what frustrates me with the voting public.
All right. I'm trying to let it go, and a lot of times the way I let these things go is by calling in and just saying it out loud to you. So,
thank you.
But Bolish Ice is not a logical thing to me.
One of the things that you said was right from the get-go that, he's on his way out. There's a danger in that, too, when people are on their way out, because they can inflict all kinds of harm and the damage is done while they're going out. That's why I've often thought, not often, for many, many years, when we have our November elections and people are voted out, you're out. You have been giving we'll give you your 2 weeks' notice, get out. Because they still will have opportunities to vote. And particularly if it's people from a different viewpoint. Again, they can cram in a lot of things in the last month and a half while they're in office and do tremendous damage, if nothing else, for spite. So people have said, you're fired, you're gone.
Right. I used to work with a brutal bunch of unfiltered, alpha male, genius kind of guys, and we'd get somebody, and he was not a good member of our group, and he or she would wind up in training. And so we'd send him over to training. We'd like, good, got rid of that dumb guy, or so to speak, dumb as a general term. And then he'd come back over and say, like, now that he's overseeing this department, he's got to come over and tell us how to do our jobs. And some guy says, look, when we get rid of you and send you over there, we want you to just stay over there, okay? We kicked you out for a reason. And so as far as on their way out, you're right. There's a reason. Now, he's not running, but I don't know if he'd get reelected. Maybe that's why. I don't really know anything. But when I can't say the word, get rid of somebody, they need to stay gotten rid of. And on the way out, you're right. I didn't think about that.
In the private sector, and I realize that you have to be careful, particularly in the rules now, but there is a sort, and I could not explain it to you directly, but isn't there something called a little bit of peer pressure to let somebody know that you're not wanted?
Right, right. Yes. Okay. And I just think, when we get rid of somebody, they need to stay gotten rid of, like Brucey. But you're right, on the way out, we don't have a whole lot of, that doesn't come into play when they're lame ducks.
Well, unfortunately, there's some people that just, they never get the hint. You know, it's like the person that you don't want to show up at you don't want to see them show up at a party or something like that, because again, one of my favorite sayings is, these are the type of people that will ruin Christmas morning.
Yes, I've heard about your aunt.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thank you for sharing so much. And Chris, love you too, man.
Well, thank you.
And don't answer a question with a question on the trivia. You got to play by the same rules, man. Feel the frustration.
No,
I'm not playing for prizes. I don't have to answer to any rules like that.
Besides, we do as we say, not as we do, and we make up our own rules. And so
it's tough sometimes when you're actually guessing, not to sound like you're guessing. So,
well, that comes.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
That comes from training at a young age. Simple as that. You simply don't answer a question with a question.
I mean, I get it. It's just some of these questions are so
stupid.
The answers are things that I have to quite literally,
ask the question again.
Yeah. Or yes, because, some answers on trivia, it's like, okay, I think I know this. Whereas the answers for the stuff you ask me is, I don't know. I'll just guess this. You know what I mean?
I understand.
It's like, pick a number between 1 and 100,000.
Okay. What did you say?
Pick a number between 1 and 100,000.
All right. But again, to the caller, we If we make the rules, we can be like politicians and we can change the rules to whatever we want. But only us. Remember. So let's see here. On the, which one is this on? On the email. Pastoral City Council, I read that someone is challenging Chris Bausch. Housing, roads, parks, and of course transparency. The same old crap. Is there some political handbook that people read that says the same old thing? I don't know if there's a handbook per se, sir, but again, that's what reels in the people. It reels them in. Transparency. I want to have a transparent... As, again, one of my things over time, if you need to say it, my horns go up. That should be a given in life in general. Well, not in general. You tell the truth. Government, whatever. Relationship. You tell the truth.
I'm standing for transparency.
Wouldn't it be fun to say somebody goes, you know what? We're going to hide as much from you people as possible, but elect me and trust me. And, you know, as far as all the wish list for housing and all these other type of things, at the end of the day, really how I'm going to accomplish it is we're going to keep raising taxes on people and we keep raising permit fees and so forth and so on, which I noticed on one of the websites on. And again, I'm just throwing this out here because I don't live in town. I obviously can't vote. When we see that people want to spend more money on parks, okay, parks are nice. I like our parks. Our kids and families deserve places to play, compete, and come together. Our sports facilities need to keep pace. So here's my question regarding this. And again, I love parks. I love to see kids play and, you know, have fun and all that kind of stuff. That's great. But there comes a point when reality hits, just like this $100 million trail to from Templeton to Atascadero. I'm just exaggerating on the number because I'm not being transparent. But is that... what is the cost to build the Taj Mahals? And somewhat like the school district, if we have a declining enrollment, and there's several reasons, but one of those reasons is because of the dynamics of the North County, or the demographics, rather. We have more aging couples moving into the area because they can afford it. And that means they're not having kids. So to keep maintaining the parks, yes, but do we really need to build more if, at least in the near future, we're having less need for the kids? Like the money on schools. If we're having less come in, why do we need to keep spending more? Hi, good morning.
Accountability and transparency, yeah. Yeah, I can see right through your lies. How's that?
Well, very observant of you, sir.
Well, I mean, after all, like you keep saying, like you said, there's a handbook that says homeless, more affordable housing, roads. Right, yeah. We keep hearing the same thing. How about this? In the first year, if you don't deliver on at least one of your promises, you resign.
Well, I understand the sentiment, but I will even be somewhat compassionate. It takes maybe a year to get rolling into the system because they're going to be under the extreme large hands of the people who have been serving. Jim Reed learned that.
Yeah, well, that, you know, unfortunately, you're correct. I know that year is just, that's 2 years. Okay. Well, how long is your term? 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah. All right.
I think.
The other thing, too, is you like you were talking about as far as, you know, this, the parks and so forth. They're saying that, you know, liquor sales, wine, spirits, stuff like that, that's on a decline. So what's going to happen with the generation of money coming in from these wineries around the area. I mean, there's a lot of wine on the market right now that's not being sold.
You know, that's an interesting question, and because this trend has been going on for, what, a year and a half, 2 years? And I haven't seen anybody in government even address the plan of the future as the money dwindles.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they can do with the vineyards other than, you know, plow certain acreages under, but I don't think that they're, unless they file for, residential, because they have the property now. But then if you start putting in homes, then you got, remember we had a water crisis not long ago. Everybody forgets, well, I know, not everybody forgets it, but, you know, but they're still building. And it's like, okay, so what are we going to do now that we don't have enough water? Now we do.
Well, why aren't those being addressed? That's my question.
Yeah, exactly. Who gets to ask those questions? And I'd love to hear the answers about some of that stuff. Unfortunately, I think that one of the callers in a while back was talking about groundwater and knowing how much you're using as far as your own pump you put in your own well.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they know? How are they going to monitor that? Oh, yeah, we only use 300 gallons a day or 200 gallons a day. Well, how do they know that? That you could be lying to them. So let's put in a meter.
Well, that has been talked about. And aren't there some wells around that have meters?
I'm sure there are. But, I mean, that's just... You can see it creeping up on. I mean, you paid for the well, you pay for the maintenance on it. They don't do anything other than want to know how much water you're using.
Well, you know, again, I go to it's nobody's damn business on how I live my life. I live on a well, you know, and see. The fear that people have is when you put the meter on, now you have they have the control to dictate how you use your water.
Right. They're not going to be able to, how would I say, I don't think that they'd be able to charge you for every gallon used, but they could say, hey, look, we're going into a drought right now. We expect you to cut back by 10%. However you need to do that.
Well, yeah, they can. They've been trying to charge us. That's what this big water fight has been on the last two votes we've had in the last 12, 13 years. They are trying to charge us in addition to what we already spend on the maintenance and upkeep and when we need a new pump or something like that, which is expensive. So, yes, that's what they're trying to do.
Well, hopefully it doesn't ever pass, because I know you're running up against it, so
okay.
You guys have a good weekend.
All right, thank you. You too. Well, you know, again, I'm just one of those moods today. I hope these people that are trying to do this are the ones that go in hiking sandals and lightweight shoes on trails, and there's not rattlesnakes out there. I don't care about them, and I don't care what happens to them, because they're trying to do something to change the way we live on our own private property with water under our own property that the state says is ours. And they're trying to get their grubby hands on it. And if they can't get their hands directly on it, they want to charge us something. To do what, as the caller indicated? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So go hiking in sandals. Please, just get it over with for all of us. All right, let's see here. What else? Chris, I got a question.
What's your question?
What is this bee thing in the city park?
They're getting rid of a beehive.
And they're shutting down a portion of the park for a whole day.
I don't know exactly about a whole day, but the process will apparently take several hours, and they're going to keep it shut down so that way any straggling bees can safely get away, I guess.
Will they be putting up a no bee zone sign in this area? Because that way the bees will never come back. Do we know? Is there anything in there regarding that?
No. What's the point of that question? You know there's not.
Well, I guess, what is the point? Maybe I'm making a point.
What is it?
I don't know. But we had a bee thing up on our roof, and the painter noticed it, and he took, and it was a pretty good size. I think it was a wasp thing, actually, nest. Took it down and continued to paint, all within 5 minutes. All right, we are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A second candidate has announced they'll be running for the Pastorable City Council District 2 seat, currently occupied by Councilmember Chris Bausch. Michael Massey announced he will run for the District 2 seat with a platform centered on housing, industry infrastructure, and accountability. Robert Simone is the only other candidate who has filed for District 2. Councilmember Chris Bausch has not yet announced a re-election campaign. The Atascadero Police Department reported that a collision on Santa Barbara Road resulted in its closure Thursday morning. Atascadero Police said in a Facebook post at about 9:20 a.m. that eastbound traffic on Santa Barbara Road at El Camino Real was closed as a result of the incident. No further information or details were given. The road was reopened later that morning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Astronauts on board the Artemis II are preparing for splashdown tonight.
At nearly 24,000 miles per hour, the capsule must strike Earth's atmosphere at just the right angle to slow to a parachute-assisted splashdown at less than 20 miles per hour.
Fox's Jonathan Siri at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Splashdown set for 8:07 p.m. Eastern. First Lady Melania Trump addressing rumors connecting her to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
My name has never appeared in court documents.
Mrs. Trump says people are lying about her and it needs to end, and she called on Congress to hold public hearings with survivors. It's off to Pakistan for Vice President Vance for talks with Iran on ending the conflict. He'll be joined by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. America's listening to Fox News.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
10.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a close one at Madison Square Garden between the Knicks and the Celtics.
Brunson right wing, crossover, finds Hart left wing, another three, another make!
Josh Hart with the dagger. 15 seconds left. They lead by six. And this place is going berserk.
You heard it all on the Knicks radio network. They defeated the Celtics 112-106. Hart ended with 26 points. The Rockets have won 8 in a row after taking down the 76ers 113-102. Kevin Durant, 29 points. LeBron James had 26 points and 11 assists as the Lakers outscored the Warriors 119-103. In men's college hoops, Michigan and star point guard Elliot Cadeau have agreed to a deal for him to return for his senior year. In the NHL, the Penguins have clinched a spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs after defeating the Devils 5-2, and the Avalanche have claimed the President's Trophy after topping the Flames 3-1.
Alrighty, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. All right, as we move along gently here on this Friday edition.
North County weather.
And it is brought to you by Michael's Optical. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. All right. A little harum-scarum here regarding the weather. Cloudy early, then cloudy this afternoon. I don't know why it's written that way, but anyway, we're going to have clouds. Highs in the mid-60s and clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s with about a 20% or 24% chance of rain. Maybe a stray shower or two with that same percentage for Saturday. Highs on Saturday in the low 60s. Now, as we move along on Saturday into Sunday, could get some AM showers, and that is around 80%. Highs for Sunday in the low 60s, mid-60s Monday, Tuesday low 70s, mid-70s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down, 6:37 AM, 7:32 PM, and we are sitting at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. In Atascadero, matter of fact, they're located at 8300 El Camino Real, where it's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, let's see here. It is time for the world-famous pet alert.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed, your firearm trainer and supplier, your most complete, and of course, they have apparel. Remember that. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that is home sweet home. Yes, indeed. No place like it. Just tap your heels 3 times or whatever you're supposed to do with your ruby slippers, and off you go. As I look to my left, there is nothing to report here on the world-famous pet alert, which, look at that as a positive. Everybody's home safe and sound. But if something were to happen, if you lose one or find one, winged or webbed, 2 foot or more, give us a call at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or the best option is reception at APRL.com. Thoroughly will take care of you. That's it. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. All you need to do is check them out, AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, we have 6.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. And that means it's time to do this little thing we call trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. And those contest rules do apply. All right, they are on file. All right, we're set and ready to go here. So, on Fridays, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the artiste or the song, please feel free to call in and maybe qualify and eventually win, maybe. Now, if you're one of those that do this all the time, please remember that this is, we have rules and regulations. And the other is, just between you and me and a little secret, it sounds really bad. Okay? And here are the rules. Oh, Chris, do you know the rules on this?
Do not answer a question with a question, and make sure your inflection does not sound like you're asking a question.
Bingo, there you go. All right, I may put you on the list anyway. Okay, folks, here we go for this, and good luck.
I saw her walking on down the line.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. If you thinks you knows this song.
I
walking on down the line.
Ooh. All right. It was a big one. Matter of fact, it was huge. It was huge. And what is, it was reissued. Now, the song was written a year before it was released. But then it was re-released 2 years later and became a huge song. A huge song. Which, in music history, that's it's where it wasn't that uncommon for that to happen. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. My baby does the hanky-panky.
Good for you. Yes, indeed, sir. That is correct. May I have your name, please?
Charlie Blake.
Charlie Blake. All right, Charlie, I have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day, and we got the song for you here in a second.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich, two of the great songwriters out of the Brill Building, they wrote it, and they were married. And Jeff went on to do a lot of things with the Monkees and so forth, and Ellie in her own right was great, too. She passed away. Jeff's still with us. But they recorded it as a B-side to the Raindrops song. I forget what the song is. And the Raindrops didn't do much. Then Tommy James and the Shondells recorded it in 1964. It didn't do much. And later it was reissued in 1966 under the brand's new name. Because initially it was the Shondells, and then through a lot of, I'm just being facetious here, great minds, they changed the name to Tommy James and the Shondells.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah,
you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky. On down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
Get real low inside now.
Hey, my baby does a hanky panky.
James and the Shondells, 1966, and Tommy James, you may remember the song Tighter and Tighter by a group Alive and Kicking, and it sounds a lot like Tommy James and the Shondells. Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. One is he helped write the song and helped produce the song. A lot of big hits for Tommy and the Shondells. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Well, they're easy to find on Ramada Drive and Palmetto Lane.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.